You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello, and welcome to a podcast by podcasters for podcasts. Well, anyone can listen. We don't mind.
But about podcasting.
About podcasting, yes.
We decided that since we've spent the whole conference interviewing people and uploading podcasts, we'd actually interview each other.
We thought we deserved it. Cut ourselves some slack.
Yeah. How about we each come up with a question that we all have to answer? That's four questions, four answers each question.
Got it.
Okay,
let's do it. Okay. Everyone got their questions?
Yeah. I'm going to start. My question is, why did you all submit to be SRA podcasters?
My answer, hello, I'm Ru, in case you forgot, is my answer is that initially I went to the, what's it called? Student Radio Conference.
One we're at now.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Thing.
That's all the wine kicking in. Yes, initially, 3 years ago, I came just, you know, by chance to have a look around, and I really enjoyed it. Next year I entered the demo factor and everything. Ooh. Added to the stress levels, and the only next option to add to those stress levels even further and create more of a challenge for myself was to become a podcaster, and I've enjoyed every minute.
Wonderful.
Well, I thought, why not, to be honest? I did some of the podcasting during the training day and the nominations party earlier on at the end of 2015. That makes no sense. Earlier on at the end. That makes no sense. It has been a long conference. Can I just say that now? I'm Darius, by the way. That was Ru before me.
Darius, not off the X Factor, Darius.
Oh, no.
Colourblind.
It's not like I heard that at any point over the last 15 years.
He looks like John Oliver, anyway.
I chose to do it because I just wanted to have a go at doing this. I went to the Student Radio Conference the year before in Exeter, had a fantastic time, and I think the SRA do so much cool stuff. I thought, can I help?
And I'm Jodie. I entered because I saw on the SRA Twitter, I didn't even know what a Vox Pop was at the time. I had to Google it. I'd never done a podcast before. And I thought, I want to be a radio presenter, so
all the opportunities. Excellent. Thank you all for your answers.
It does sound a bit like an alcoholic beverage, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A Vox Pop.
I was like, that sounds cute. Why not?
Yes, my question. I'm going to ask you all, when you were doing your interviews, which guest made you laugh the most? Or gave the wittiest sort of response, do you think?
I didn't actually do this interview, but I listened back to Darius's interview of Radio X. And what was it the guy said? Darius asked about the pranks that they play on each other on Radio X and how they get away with no one finding out. And this guy's answer was very straight-faced. He just said, well, because the presenters are all very stupid.
He did take it back afterwards.
But I thought that was a very entertaining and witty answer. Who was that? Was that the producer?
That was Chris Bourne, who's the managing editor of Radio X. It's really tricky. I think Ben Burrell and Adam Wilburn were one of the first talks I went to and actually did a podcast for, and like the stuff which they came up with the links and they were chatting about just had me grinning from ear to ear, kind of stuff which they were doing on air, like recording one of them to their daughter in the car, who was getting repeatedly frustrated at the fact that dad wasn't replying, yelling, Daddy! And that just made me laugh so hard. But also, the Radio X guys, please do listen to that one on Audio Boom, because it's just a really interesting talk and they are just naturally funny guys.
I find that everybody in radio has a significant sense of humour. It's definitely the kind of industry that thrives off a bit of comedy. Often, you know, stress levels are so high, it's the only way through.
Yeah.
but I don't think much can beat Rod Gilbert's bad Amazon review. But I've also done a silly pretend LBC phone call with Ian Collins, which should sound quite funny.
I'm bearing this one in mind for anybody who is considering doing podcasting for next year's conference. Guys, what did you find the toughest thing about doing the podcasting?
Okay. the I Love Student Radio Awards for me, definitely. Running back and forth and, you know, trying to come up with questions there on the spot and having forgotten them for a moment ago, not being 100% certain who's coming up next, either thinking of what's happening now, what just happened, what's happening next. It was all a bit of a whirlwind, which is very different, obviously, to when you're sitting watching a keynote or in a breakout session and you've got that hour to think about what you're going to ask. And sometimes that doesn't work out either. But definitely the I Love Student Radio Awards were the most stressful.
Yeah, I'd say for me, the kind of turnarounds in general, like obviously you're at the conference for 3 days. One of the things that Dom, who was kind of organising us, was focusing on is everyone getting their audio out so you guys aren't just bombarded with audio after the conference. And so I think making sure that we all, you know, had our audio, we'd all edited it, could load it, you know, within sort of an hour was probably the tough bit. But also it was really fun, made it really stimulating.
Yeah, I'd say the same. Like today we had to make a radio show for in radio, and Darius had to edit it together in about the space of 15 minutes. We heard it on air 5 minutes after we'd recorded it. It was very stressful, but also really fun at the same time.
Yes, it was stressful for you, wasn't it? Nah, in all seriousness, it's all of it is a huge team effort here, you know. It's constantly us getting content ready in the Dropbox, you know, stuff like the shows which we just had go out on in radio happened because all of us are doing our part, you know, not just getting people to answer questions, but trying to be chatty as well ourselves, try and engage them. And there's a huge issue with timing of doing this. It's not just like, oh, have all the time in the world to collect these and edit them. No, you'll be sat in a talk, you'll be waiting for the opportunity to jump on the guest speaker at the end, and there'll be a ton of other students going down there trying to ask questions, giving demos. That happened in the first talk I was in, literally somebody handed a CD with a full album cover.
Yeah, I've seen that a few times.
People come very... And it can get very tricky with your timing when you're waiting to get them on the podcast, and you've got to be at another talk right afterwards.
Especially if you've missed timed your toilet breaks, and you also really need a wee while you're waiting. That's a bad idea.
Also, if you ever want to interview Radio 1 people, grab them
just
before they're gone.
Use your pass, because people get in the way.
People just want a selfie when you really want to ask them some good questions.
I've got to say, Greg James sounded so stressed on yours because you'd given him, like, a quiz.
I was literally like, Greg, go! Like, oh,
he just started saying so.
My question, guys, is... what advice should we give to next year's podcasters, who are obviously not going to be as good as us, but I mean, we can give them the benefit of the doubt.
Enjoy every opportunity you get for doing this, but keep an eye on timing.
Remain calm and make lists.
That's very good advice. I would say... think about who you're interviewing and think about making your interview interesting and personal to them, not just asking a load of questions, because it makes it more interesting for you, it makes it more fun for them, and it makes it a better listen.
Nice.
One more thing I want to throw on that. Sorry, just one more point. Not all student radio people want to be presenters. Think very carefully about that. The angle that you're taking with each of the podcasts you're doing.
Yeah, everyone's different, so make sure you tailor your podcast to who you're interviewing, get a good idea of their character before you do it, and have fun.
Thanks for listening, guys, and we hope that many, many of you apply next year, because it's a fantastic opportunity.
365 days to go.
I'm counting down the hours.
Don't be afraid to contact us if you want to find out more.